look at our starting lineups here tonight as we get ready for Carroll and Ballard. The Tigers of Carroll and their head coach Randy Beeson, 21-5 on the season, 12-4 in the Raccoon River Conference. They're going to be starting a 5'10 senior in Jake Jorgensen, a 6'1 senior in Matt Collison, a 6'5 senior in Jared Moore, a 6'6 senior in Luval Thargiath, and a 6'2 senior in Trey Tassel. For the Ballard Bombers, again under head coach Jeff Schertz, they're 24-1 on the year, went 15-1 in the Raccoon River Conference. They'll start a 6'5 junior in Parker Miller, a 6'1 junior in Bryce Miller, a 6'5 junior in Evan Abbott, a 6'5 senior in Easton Ursland, and a 6-foot senior in Jude Gibson. That's a look at our starting lineups. We'll have more from Mason, his final thoughts on what it's going to take for the Carroll Tigers to win when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Phone lines brought to you today by Game One. Teams across the area gear up with Game One in Carroll. Custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools and organizations online at GameOne.com. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon. Mason, what's the Tigers got to do to pull off, I guess, what some people are going to say is an upset with a 5-1 matchup?
Jeff, put your head down, play basketball, and you don't look at the score, you don't look at the fans, you don't worry about where you're at. But at the end of the game, you hear the final buzzer go off, you look up and you see if you won. That's just how it's got to work today.
Should be a fun one, folks. Tip off next here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Auto Group. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
The KC Center, Jeff Blake, but Mason Nealon. Mason, I'll tell you what, this is pretty cool for our first semifinal round matchup.
I'm in awe at the presentation. I said, you know, the Union did a really nice job of presenting. This is huge. They made a hype video. They've got the lights flickering. They've got blue lights on the court, Jeff. This is semifinal and state basketball presentation at its finest.
It is the first semifinal round of any of the class sizes. It'll be Ethan Ursland jumping things up against Luol Tharjas. Ballard in their home white uniforms. Carroll is in their road black uniforms with the orange down the side. The orange Carroll on the front with the orange numbers on the front back. Ballard's got kind of blue numbers on the front back with red bombers across the front. And the opening tip going to go into the backcourt. It'll be controlled by Matt Collison, and we are underway here at the Well and the Casey Center.
Funny thing is that Ballard tried to tip it to the offensive end there. They didn't put anyone behind their center.
Tigers will have it. Bombers come out into man-to-man. Jared Moore with it. Defended out top by Bryce Miller. Penetrates into the lane. Little fadeaway jumper. That's going to be short. Rebounds a loose on the floor. Coming out of there with it is Parker Miller. Two Millers on the floor. We'll try to call them by their first name. Parker drives down. Misses the runner at the rim. Jared Moore will clear the rebound for Carroll.
Nice job there from Jared. Boxing out, moving your shoulders, and getting the positioning.
Tassel up top to Moore. To Collison. Collison defended out top by Gibson. Works it to the right. Now comes back over to the left. Flips it out high near the scorer's table to Moore. 15 on the shot clock. Moore looking to drive. Cut off. Flips it now to Jorgensen. Jorgensen with it right wing. Attacks down. Kick pass left corner to Tassel. Off to Collison. Left wing. Three up. No good. Weak side rebound taken down by Bryce Miller. Ahead now to Gibson. Gibson will penetrate down to the left wing. Now backs it out. Carroll's going to open up here in a man-to-man.
And I tell you what, this is going to be a fun game from the start. You're seeing physicality, you're seeing competitors.
Lob pass into Gibson, a little fadeaway jumper off the baseline, short. Tharjas comes down with a rebound. That shot from about four, Mason, but he was fading away.
Carroll doing a nice job of keeping Abbott out of the play. He's guarded by Jared Moore, but they're pushing him away. They're making Gibson become the sole focus.
Two possessions for each team were scoreless. Jorgensen goes down with the dribble, kept the dribble alive, gets it over now to Tassel on the right wing. Tassel looking inside for Tharjas, nothing there. Picks up the dribble in some trouble, throws it into the hands of Gibson. Gibson will save it. Ballard's out on the break, and we got a screen that time from Bryce Miller, and that sets up Evan Abbott, and Evan Abbott with the dunk, and Ballard will take the 2-0 lead.
Trey Tassel tried to throw it into Collison there, hits his shoulder, goes back out of bounds, so Ballard going to have it under the bucket. And this is worst-case scenario for Carroll to start the game.
Yeah, Randy didn't like that because that time it was Bryce Miller stopping and forcing Tharjas to run into his back. Luckily, both guys all right. The lob pass comes into Ursland. Ursuline with it over the left side. There's Matt Collison jumping the passing lane. That one right to him. He'll push it down. Attacks off the right side. He is going to be bumped and fouled, and that's going to go on Ursuline, and that'll be number one on the Bombers.
And that's what happens when you play teams twice. Collison knew where that ball was going.
Yep.
He stood there and waited because they were going to switch on that, and they were hoping Collison switched, but he knew exactly where that ball was going to go.
Carroll will put four kind of across the low part of the lane. Collison looking to inbound. They'll lob it out to Moore, right side, top of the key, defended out there by Ursuline. Looks to drive. Abbott comes over for help. Now skip past Jorgensen. Pump fake over on the left corner. Drives in. Floater on the way up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Bryce for the Bombers. He'll kick it ahead now over to Parker down to the right corner. Ursuline gets it back over into the hands of Parker. Parker back out to Ursuline. Three on the way up. No good. Rebound tipped up by Gibson. That's going to go out of bounds after the miss. It'll be out of bounds. Last touch by Carroll. 5:34 to go first quarter. It is at 2-0 right now in favor of the Bombers. Low scoring game, what Carroll wants.
Carroll's got to lock in on the offensive end. You're not taking a lot of quality shots right away. Kind of forcing some stuff.
The inbounds pass comes in, and the Parker in the lane kicks it out to Ursuline. His three up and good. And you can't give him those open of a look. He comes in averaging 9 a game. The lead is 5-0.
They gave him back-to-back open looks. If he missed the first, he's going to adjust and make the second.
Moore brings it down over to Tassel again on the right side. Really tight physical defense from the Bombers. They've got the size advantage and the height advantage. Jorgensen up top to Collison. He'll attack over to Tassel. His three from the right corner, no good. Rebound tipped around, corralled by Bryce. Over now to Gibson. Gibson ahead. They work it to Abbott. Abbott working against more attacks on the baseline. Kick pass left side. They find Ursuline on the wing. They are late getting out on him. His three up no good. But Jorgensen will clear the weak side. Rebound.
That's the thing I love about Jorgensen and the Tigers. The smallest guy on the court there. And Jake Jorgensen able to go up and get the rebound against some Giants in the paint.
Carroll almost had a travel there. Moore now with the left corner. Three up no good. Rebound to Tassel. They'll kick it back up top. Collison driving in. 10-foot jumper from the right elbow up. No good. And Luel Farjaff is on the ground holding his knee. There was a lot of contact inside. Gibson's going to push it ahead. Also down there is Ursuline. Now the ball is going to be tipped into the hands of Jaron Moore. Both guys are up. But Luel pointing to the bench that he needs to come out of the game. And the Tigers are going to bring in Crandall, Peterson, and also Schabel. As Farjaff, Tassel, and Jorgensen will check out.
And I like it from Coach Beeston. I mean, you struggle early here. Just over half, or just under halfway into this game, you need to switch up personnel. Maybe jumpstart somewhere else.
So Collison will bring it up. 4:18 to go, first quarter. Still 2-0, or 5-0, I should say. And that time, Gibson comes in behind Moore, steals it away. Peterson hustles down to knock it away from him, but I think they're going to call a foul on Landon Peterson. Great hustle by the 5'10 senior. We both love how hard he plays, especially defensively.
Yeah, and you know, you're giving up a lot of stuff there as an official. You're giving up a lot of contact. And for him to go down there and get that, you know, you're going to be frustrated if you're landing. But you got to not let it get to you because you still got to make those hustle plays.
Jude Gibson at the line, the 6-foot senior, 72% on the year. Free throw on the way is up and good, and the Bombers lead is 6-0.
And we talked before this, Jeff. If Carroll falls behind early, it's going to be a struggle to get back, and it's 6-0, possibly 7-0.
They wanted low scoring, and they've got it, but got to get some points on the board. Second one on the way up, no good. And Jared Moore will come down with his second rebound here of the ball game.
This might be the most important possession for Carroll to start this game because you need to get something here soon.
Mojo Nybong, the 6'5 senior at the scores table for Ballard. Crandall with the left side, top of the key for Tigers. Jumping the passing lane is Abbott. Abbott out on the break. Matt Collison back defensively. Matt got a part of the ball, but also got a part of the arm, according to the official. That'll be his first, the second on Carroll. And that is going to put Abbott at the free throw line. The 6'5 junior coming in is 78% free throw shooter on the season.
And Mack went for the ball there. And if you know you're going to foul, you got to foul a little harder than that because Abbott got the shot up and almost got it into the basket. So if you're going to go down and try and be physical with him, you got to take it very physical.
Free throw on the way. It is up and good. The lead right now 7-0 for the Bombers. Checking into the ball game is Nybong.
I'll tell you what, Carroll's not nearly out of this game, Jeff. People look at 7-0, number one team, you say you're out. Carroll's gotten good looks so far. They just haven't fallen to start this game.
Got to stop the turnovers, though. They've had, what, three or four here so far. And now Gibson comes up with the rebound off of the miss, and his putback is up and good.
Yeah, and if you're doing stuff like that, this game's going to be unmanageable because it's 9-0. They've got to score soon. I said last possession, it's even more important now.
Moore will bring it up. Comes off a screen by Carandall. Penetrates in, throws it away. Gibson with the turnovers. Going to leave it ahead to Abbott. Abbott attacks the rim. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped deep. It's loose on the floor. Picking it up for Ballard as Parker Miller now over to Gibson. Gibson looking to drive with Schabel on him.
The more that this game gets out of reach for Carroll, the more it's going to get ugly. You got to get the stop here.
Gibson again looking to attack. Now Jared Moore on him. Kicks it over to Abbott. Left corner, three up. And good. And the lead is 12 to nothing. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Carroll Tigers. We're back right after this on Kent 106.7.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mason, what do you think Coach Beeson was talking about? No, it'll
calm down. I mean, you're playing kind of tight here early, but you just got to calm down.
Moore up top, defended by Gibson. Pressure makes him pick it up. Now to Peterson. Drives in the lane, wanted to throw it off, and the ball going to be thrown away again as Dylan Schoen will come up with the steal, and the layup on the other end is up and good. And Mason, we caught turnovers. Far too many of them for Carroll here early on. Six already in the ballgame.
Yeah, 6-2 and 5 steals compared to 2 for Ballard. I mean, this is ugly defensively, and that's how Carroll wanted it, but they're just not making it ugly on the offensive end.
Castle drives in, kick over to Moore. Corner three, right side up, good!
And you needed it. You needed that right there. Down 11 still, you're going to need a lot more of it.
Quick touch that time from Jared Moore. Up top, Abbott's three on the way up, no good. A long rebound taken down by Parker Miller. Miller will kick into the corner, tipped that time by Collison. Is that going to be off of Nibong? The official says no, it'll stay with Ballard.
And I saw a touch from here. I mean, I could see it from here at this angle. He tipped it, but, you know, the official right there may have not gotten the perfect angle of the backside of his hand. I saw it from here, and Coach Beeson saw it as well. But, you know, the official makes the call, you stand by it, and I'm happy that the official stood by it instead of trying to contemplate.
Gibson lobs it in. Abbott looking to attack, kick pass over to the right side. Schoen with it, drives in the lane, now back out to Gibson on the left wing. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Gibson's three up, no good. Schoen with the offensive rebound. He was stumbling backwards, just threw it up into the air. Jake Jorgensen now coming down with a rebound. He's going to be bumped and fouled on the play. And the Carroll Tigers will have the basketball down here right now by a score of 14-3.
Jeff, you almost have to score a little bit here and hold Ballard scoreless down this quarter to get a little momentum running. If you can keep Ballard off the boards, get maybe 6 or 7 more points, make this thing manageable, this game will look a lot better.
First foul on Gibson, second on the Bombers. Minute 55 to go first quarter. Collison with it out high right side, now off to Moore. Moore to Jorgensen on the left wing, defended by Schoen. He'll attack to him, goes up over Nibong, and he's going to draw some foul on Nibong, who came over that time defensively, tried to go straight up, but got some contact on the arm.
Yeah, and Jake did a nice job there of, you know, contorting the body because he was probably going to get blocked if he goes straight up there. He moves the ball to his left shoulder to be able to get the arm instead of the ball.
Jorgensen, a 59% free throw shooter on the season, first attempt tonight. He'll knock that one down. Tigers now down 14-4.
And, you know, some of the stuff he does goes unnoticed because you have the playmakers out on the floor.
Second one up good as well, and they're going to need some good play from him here today, and he's done that all season long. Abbott with it out high on the left side, works over to the right side, bounces it. Attacking that time was Bryce Miller. Ball knocked away. Jorgensen tipped that one away. Long pass it down to Tassel. Tassel with it on the left wing. Up top now to Moore. Tigers got a chance to cut into this even more, down 14-5. Moore hands it off to Collison. Back over to Moore on the right baseline. Kick pass over to left side to Tassel. Three up short. And we're going to get a foul, and that's going to go on to Parker Miller, number one on him. And number four, against the Bombers.
And huge, because that was an ugly possession. Trey kind of forced that shot, I felt, in my mind. But I think
it was a good look, I thought.
I will say.
A kick-out pass to the wing.
But I think Abbott had his right side locked, which made it a little bit worse. But I think as a shooter, I love the confidence from Trey, because sometimes he wavers on the confidence. I love the fact that he's willing to shoot those.
Collison to inbound it, gets it in now to Tassel. Pump fake on the right side, nothing there. Now the pass inside a little bit late. Schoen will knock it away off to Gibson. Good look to Nybom, and the layup is up and good. And I tell you what, they are really good out on the fast break.
Yeah, they used to run a style. They have gone away from it now where you would leak off the rebound, but they've gone away in more kind of a traditional fast break sense.
They do a nice job, though, of looking ahead, don't they?
Yeah, they pass the ball through lanes,
yep,
that you wouldn't expect other teams to do.
Collison with it. Kind of remind me a little of the Showtime Lakers back with Magic and Worthy and those teams. Norm Nixon. Collison bounces it over to Moore. Moore, good job of hedging out on the screen that time on Gibson as he came over the top. Now Gibson will pick Moore's pocket. Another turnover for Carroll. And Gibson's layup on the other end is up and good. He has got five here in the ballgame.
Eight turnovers in this first half for Carroll. It has been ugly so far. Down 13. You're not out of this game, but you've got to clean it up.
Yeah, eight turnovers in the first quarter alone here as they down 18-5. 15 seconds to go here. Collison up across half court. Mallard student section into it. The rest of their crowd kind of sitting down enjoying things here today. Collison attacks. Shot is up. It's going to be blocked. It'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with Carroll with 4.5 seconds remaining in this first quarter.
I'd run a height play here. Go try and get Louis on a dunk, get a three or something to get your fans into it.
Lob pass comes up now to Moore. Moore going to fire up the three. It is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Abbott as the first quarter will come to an end. It was all Bombers. They lead it 18-5. We're back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
With you as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Mason, two numbers jumping out right now for the Carroll Tigers. Neither one of them good in the first quarter as they trail it 18-5.
Eight turnovers and 1 of 10 from the field, Jeff. You're shooting 14% from three and 10% from the field goal range here. But I tell you what, I mean, if you look at this as a game, 18-5, I don't think Carroll's nearly out of this yet. You shoot the ball a little more efficiently. Stop turning it over, and you're still right back in it. But it's going to take more effort on the defensive end than it is offensive right now.
I agree with you there. One thing I was going to say, they just had two little girls out here that were being clocked by some state troopers as they raced down the court. I'd like to see you run against both of those, because I have a feeling both those little girls may school you.
No. I run a 4.4 40 second dash, or 40-meter dash, or whatever, 40-yard dash.
Are you talking a 4.4 10-meter dash?
No.
No? Okay.
No. You put me on the 40-yard dash, I'm probably okay. Running an NFL record. I'm just messing with you, but...
Yeah, me too. I'm just having a little bit of fun here today. And just, by the way, everybody, Jeff Strahan back in the house again doing photos for us again today. And those will be on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page. They'll be free to download. And during tonight's game as well, look for our high-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. You can find them on the CB Sports Network pages on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. High-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. Our phone line today brought to you by Culver's. Welcome to Delicious along with Feld Fire. They've got you covered. Ballard with the ball as we start this second quarter of play. They continue to go left to right across your radio dial. Gibson up top comes off the screen. Lob pass inside to Miller. They'll kick it back out and out to Ursland. Ursland drives it out to Abbott. He'll fire up a three. It's up no good. Rebound tipped around by Thargia. He took a shot in the face. Bryce Miller comes up with a loose ball. Out now to Parker Miller. His three up no good. Battle for the rebound taken down by Jared Moore. He went down hard and took a shot in the face the way it looked as well. But he's going to get up okay.
The officials got to gain some control on the rebounding. A lot of wild hands, a lot of wild shots from Ballard. And I'm not saying Carroll's not doing it, but it's more noticeable for Ballard right now because you see Louis go down first one, and then you see Jared go down. So that's got to be a sign to the officials, hey, maybe we're missing something.
And Randy talking right now with the Thargiaf to make sure he's okay. He was trying to fix his eye out there. Jorgensen going to bring it up. Gibson provides some pressure. Now off to Moore, defended by Abbott. He'll get up across half court, wants to attack the lane, drives in, gets into a little bit of trouble, shot in the lane, up no good, rebound tipped out of bounds by the Bombers. It'll stay with the Tigers, and it is a really physical inside.
Yeah, it is almost to that point where you got to start calling some stuff, and I'm not criticizing the officials, but, you know, I've said it all state tournament long. This is probably the most physical I've ever seen any type of games.
I tell you what, you can't get a shot off in the lane without an awful lot of body contact, that is for sure. Moore's pull-up jumper off the baseline up and good. He's got both of their makes here today as the Tigers trail 18-7.
And that looked really pretty. I mean, that was simultaneously fluid to get the shot up and through the net.
Parker Miller hands it off now. Gibson's going to attack the lane. Kick pass back out to Parker. Left side three up and good. And that's just a wide open look, Mason. Nobody rotating defensively.
Yeah, and I think Louis' job there was to get out there, but I don't think Louis wants to guard the three as much because, you know, he's the guy inside, but they're doing a nice job of pulling him away.
Collison brings it up. They'll double him. Now to Jorgensen, knocked away by Gibson. It'll be out of bounds off of Baumers. It'll be Carroll basketball. Talon Crandall checking in now for Thargiaf for Carroll.
Carroll's got to get a bucket here, Jeff. I mean, 6:44 to go in the half. You can't keep staying in single digits.
Our Mackey Motors halftime report will come up. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Collison with it. Hands it off to Moore. Nearly stolen away by Abbott. Them two wrestling on the floor. Abbott is going to come up with it. Moore came up with it, but I think got hit again in the face. He's able to call the timeout, but he's down on the floor. We'll step away with him back right after this on Kick. Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Inside for Crandall. Got Gibson on his back. Back up top to Moore. Moore looking to drive. Little floater it is. Up and good. Got that one off right before the shot clock expires.
Jared Moore might have to go off for 50 tonight. I mean, he's the sole source of offense right now for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's got seven of their nine here in the ballgame. Jake Jorgensen with a couple of free throws. The only other points here for the Tigers so far. Gibson out high left side. Attacks into the lane. Got away with a double dribble. Now double dribbled again. They're going to say that it was touched. They'll kick it back out to Bryce over to the right side. Nibong's three up, no good. Parker will come up with a rebound. He'll attack the lane, and we're going to get a bump and a foul inside. Going to go on Carroll. And this game is incredibly physical out there right now. And foul going to go on Jake Jorgensen. That is going to be number one on him.
And team foul number one on the Tigers here in the quarter. And no matter which way this game is going to get called, how physical it's going to be, you're going to hear it from the fans either way.
Yeah, absolutely. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds. As that time it was Abbott going to the floor. And I'm going to say it's out of bounds off of Abbott. It's going to be Carroll basketball.
And, you know, like I said, this is a game that's going to take physicality. And I even said in the pregame before we even got in the air, if I'm Carroll, I'm turning this up as much as as physically possible here because, you know, they're letting it happen.
More to inbound. They'll get it into Tassel. Tassel looking to push it up, defend it out there by Bryce Miller. Gets it up across half court, over now to Collison. Collison started on the right side, now to the left side to Moore, defended by Abbott. Looking to attack, gets in the lane, pull up, jumper up, no good. And the rebound taken down that time, and are we going to get a travel or a foul? They're going to call a foul on Landon Peterson. So what happened, folks, was Abbott went up into the air to get the rebound. As he came down, there was kind of a collision of legs. He ends up landing on the floor, tried to dribble. The official calls the foul. Those are the type of things that really haven't been called much on the other end.
If I stop talking, you're going to hear it from behind me, so I'm going to keep talking. But I think they're not saying things that are worthy of being on the air, but you know it's gonna be like that because if you're gonna start calling it, it's gonna make one of the fan bases upset.
Yep.
So either way, you're gonna get in trouble with the fans.
Gibson with it now, driving in is Parker. They'll kick it off to Gibson again. Spins over the left, fadeaway jumper rolls around the rim and falls in. He's got seven, and the lead is 23-9.
Carroll got to close out the quarter super strong. I mean, this has to be probably your best 5 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. Collison drives down to the right corner, gets it off to Tassel, and Tassel bumped and going to be fouled on the play.
And now Tassel's limping now, Jeff. I mean, you're seeing, it's not just us perspective. You're seeing the physical damage of the Carroll Tigers right now.
That's just two guys hitting knees there and stuff. And now Tassel going to have to check onto the ball game. That foul on Schoen is his first.
And I want to clarify, I don't mean with the refs there. I mean physicality-wise. Yep. You are seeing the damage. You're seeing it both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Because both teams are getting banged up.
Yeah. The inbounds pass to Moore near the right elbow. Takes one dribble in. Leaves it off for Peterson in the layup. Up in good. Jared Moore with the assist.
Yeah, nice job from Peterson, too. Scoop away from the traffic to get the ball up.
Tigers getting outplayed here, but only down 23-11. Abbott's corner three rattles home, though, from the left corner. That'll extend it back up to 15.
And, you know, 15 points, not terrible right now with how it could be.
Collison attacks the lane. Reverse lip sits on the rim and falls in.
Carroll's starting to get it rolling now. They're starting to see the effects of how this game's going to be. They needed to just settle in, and they found it.
26-13 in favor of the Bombers. Tigers on the defensive end right now, 25 on the shot clock. Penetrating in, Parker Miller kicks it over. Naibong, his three from the corner from the left side, no good. Jared Moore up for the rebound, kicks it down now to Peterson. Peterson will back it back out, now fires up the shot, three-pointer, no good. Landon will track down his own rebound, back off to Moore.
They need it here, more than ever, you're going to need something.
Kick pass to Schabel, who is cutting in on the baseline. The pass went to the corner, turnover will give it back over now to the Bombers. Collison will check out, and Tassel going to check onto the floor for Carroll.
And if I'm Coach Beeson, Collison's not taking a long seat here because he's the guy that's going to handle the ball outside of Jared. And if they take Jared away, you're going to struggle handling the ball.
Ursland and also Ursland and Parker Miller back onto the floor. Gibson brings it up, gets it off now to Abbott. Abbott over to the right side. They get it to the corner, and the three is up no good from Parker Miller. Rebound tipped into the hands of Jared Moore. I've got Jared now with five rebounds, but coming up from behind him is Ursland. He'll tip it to Abbott. Another turnover for Carroll. Ahead to Abbott, to Ursland. Back to Abbott. His three up, no good. Tassel will clear the rebound for Carroll. They'll double him in the backcourt, and we're going to get a tie-up. And the Carroll bench is really unhappy with the way the officiating is going. And I'll be honest with you, folks, I try not to complain about the officiating, but we said it the other day in the first Carroll game that the girls' basketball coaches hated how physical that was. The girls' tournament was played. The boys' tournament's been even more physical, and I don't think any of the coaches are happy with how they're just letting everything go.
I think Schertz is probably happy with it because they're leading, but if you're trailing, it doesn't even matter. This game is ugly.
Yep.
And it's not ugly in the sense of, you know, just bad basketball. It's ugly because they're not letting the players really have a chance to try.
Yep. Schabel with it. Penetrates down. And I appreciate everybody that officiates. We need officials. The shot up, no good. Abbott down on the other end. His layup is a good. Counts the basket. He's going to draw some contact, and he is going to get to the free throw line. But game of basketball is supposed to be about motion and movement, not physical hammering, shoving, pushing, controlling the offensive player.
And I'm going to ask you here, right there, Abbott doesn't hit the floor, doesn't make an obscene movement of being fouled and gets fouled. But when even on Ballard's end, when you knock people to the ground, Ballard's getting knocked to the ground, Carroll's getting knocked to the ground, how is that not a foul compared to what is going now? And I hate saying it, but it's got to be cleaner in the second half.
It's the inconsistency of what is a foul and what isn't sometimes is hard to understand. Free throw is up and good. And it's 29-13 in favor of the Bombers. And we're not saying here that Carroll would be in the game right now and this would be a closer game if the officiating. It's both ways that they're not calling things. It's just I feel like the game, especially at the state level, has way been allowed to be way too physical.
You got to have the best officials, best teams.
Yep.
And you're not letting the best teams be the best teams because they're getting hammered.
Yeah. And there's just a lot of contact down the floor with Collison bringing it up. Now the pass is stolen away by Abbott. Abbott gets it ahead to Schoen. Schoen's going to attack, and he'll lay it up and in. And the lead is at 31-13. We've got another timeout called by the Carroll Tigers. We'll step away back right after this on Kick 106.7.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
To talk about the fact that Carroll had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, only had 3 up until the 2.5-minute mark, but they turn it over on the inbound, and now we get a foul on Jake Jorgensen and Ballard with the basketball.
Yeah, and that was a nice job from Ballard on the defensive end. They're pressing still. They're keeping all the dogs on to try and make this game easier for them.
Gibson gets it in to Schoen. His runner in the lane is up and good, and the athleticism is really impressive for this Bomber team as they take their largest lead at 20.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, is they're one of the most athletic teams.
Hassel with the corner three off of the press breaker. He'll knock that one down from the right side.
And they don't wait on the offensive end. Gibson bringing it down, gets it all the way down before Carroll's even back there.
Kick past the right corner to Bryce, back off to Gibson up top. Abbott with it, looking to drive, penetrates in. Drug the pivot foot a little bit, gets it in now to Schoen. He'll throw it up off the rim, no good. Jared Moore will clear the rebound for the Tigers. Moore with 6 rebounds on the day. Jorgensen will bring it up over to Collison on the right side. Collison drives in, kick pass, nope. Ended up shooting that one. Abbott with the rebound. Had Sargiath kind of on his back, and then we're going to get a reach in. Now let's see who that's going to go on. Is that going to go on Matt Collison? Yep, and that's going to be a reach in on Mac. And that's going to be number 2 on him. I certainly hope nobody gets injured. We've already had some guys a little banged up in this game, but hopefully nobody injured with the physicality that we're seeing here today. Minute and a half to go here in the first half.
Yeah, and I'd be worried if I was Ballard, because Carroll's had their fair share, and I haven't seen anyone come out for Ballard yet, so I'd be worried if I was Ballard that, you know, maybe the bug's going to flip the court here, but you got both teams. It's surviving and advancing, so you gotta get your best players to survive this round.
A free throw on the way up and no good for Abbott. He is 2-4 today, 78% on the season. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Our phone line today again brought to you by Mackey Motors. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Second free throw coming up for Evan Abbott. He's got 9 points here on the day. Let's nail that one up. No good. But Gibson will clear the rebound, and he'll back it back out, and the Bombers will reset. Gibson, kick pass over now. Abbott going to fire up a long three. That one is short. And we're going to get a foul on Jorgensen, and the rebound is him and Parker Miller that time getting tied up. And I think Jake just picked up his third.
Yeah, and the funny thing is you look up, there's only four fouls combined, and we're almost through this entire quarter. But, you know, the biggest thing, Carroll shooting 2 of 2 from the line, 3 of 7 for Ballard so far, so they're not shooting the free throw too well.
Knocking that one down, though, is Parker Miller, an 82% free throw shooter on the season. He is a 1 of 1 today. The score moves to 34-16. Ballard coming in, shooting 73% from the line on the season. Carroll, a 60% free throw shooting team, and Miller will knock down both of them. That is, again, Parker Miller.
The worst part if you're Carroll is Coach Schertz ain't pulling off the dogs. Nope, it's the state tournament, so if it gets ugly, it's going to get ugly.
Well, Tigers only down 19, just need a little bit of a run here to close out this first half. Maybe get a 4-5-0 run, make it competitive at the halftime. Collison over to Moore on the right. Then somebody besides Moore has got to find their stroke. Maybe Tassel, his floater up off the rim, no good. And coming down with the rebound is Abbott, but Tassel steals it, gets it off to Sargeth. Shot in the lane, count the basket, and he'll draw the foul.
And that's the highlight play. It doesn't have to be the dunks, it doesn't have to be the threes, but stuff like that, if you're able to get this free throw to go, you cut into the lead, and a nice job from Tassel. That's the part that's going to go unnoticed, is the hustle play to get that rebound.
The steal and the assist that time for Tassel. He's got 2 assists in the ballgame. Sargeth at the line, his first points here tonight. 41% on the season. First free throw for him coming up tonight. Tigers are 2 of 2 in the ballgame. Jorgensen made 2 earlier in the game. Free throw from Sargeath is up and good.
And that's part of where Louis has really excelled this season. Yep. He's gotten better from the free throw line.
He's so much better today than he even was just overall as a player at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he's really come on strong, both offensively and defensively.
Abbott working against Tassel, spins in the lane, kick pass over to the right side. 3 on the way. It is up and no good from Gage Krogh, and the rebound again to Moore. Tigers will push it up. Tassel back to Moore. It's behind him. Sargeath, though, picks it up as it knocks away in the lane. It's going to be out of bounds off of the Bombers. It'll stay with the Tigers. 26 seconds to go here in the first half. 32.5 left in the half. 26 on the shot clock.
The funny thing is both student sections are complaining because Carroll wanted a foul, and Ballard thought that was off of Louis there. So, again, you can never make everyone happy.
Yeah, you and I were frustrated here a moment ago. Lob pass comes into Tassel, and that time, luckily that time, Bryce Miller was up into the air. He almost landed on Collison, but Collison able to, or Tassel, excuse me, Tassel able to duck around him. He went to the floor, did Bryce Miller, but was able to get up okay.
And I flinched there because I've seen too many guys flip over like that and land head or neck first, and I'm like, you know, you don't want it to be that way.
Collison with it. Flips it now off to Moore. Shot clock is off. Carroll can settle for the final shot here in this first half.
This is where you wait into North Carolina. Take the final shot. Take the momentum into the half.
Collison out high near Mason and I here in the scorer's table. Now work it over to Moore near the left elbow. Working against Gibson. Drives over to the right elbow. Looking to drive. Gibson just kind of bodying him out. Fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound taken out of there by Bryce Miller. Ballard will not get a shot off as the first half comes to an end. It's been all Bombers. They lead it here 35-19 at the halftime. We're back with our Mackey Motors halftime report. That is coming up next here on Keck 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for two-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality two-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and two-cup manufacturing. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers have said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Halftime show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. 35-19 right now, a 16-point deficit for Carroll. At the halftime, Mason, this is kind of what they've lost by in their first two matchups. They're going to have to come out. They did a better job not turning it over in the second quarter, but as you said, kind of got to get some offense going at some point here as well.
Yeah, and if they can get something rolling offensively here, Jeff, this game's well in manage. I mean, you've seen Carroll come back from bigger deficits in the past, but I tell you what, it's going to start offensively and it's going to start defensively because it's as simple as this. This game's going to be physical. We've seen that. So you're going to have to play through it.
What did Carroll do better in the second quarter to be able to put 14 points on the board?
They adjusted to the physicality and knew if they're going to drive to the rim, you're going to get hacked and you're going to get hit and you're going to get hit hard. So they adjusted to that in the sense that they stopped driving into four or five people. They stopped driving into three or four people. They settled for some of the threes that, you know, they didn't shoot right away. They hesitated a lot on the three-point shot.
They're in the turnovers. We talked about that in the pregame. They've still got a cut down. They're on pace to have about what they've had all season.
Yeah.
Against Ballard in those two earlier matchups.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Ballard does to you, though. I mean, it's that simple to me. Ballard does that to people, but Carroll's got to do it back to them. I mean, if you can get them to turn over as much as you do, then you're going to make it more simple. But, you know, it was an ugly first half, so I'm assuming we're going to come out with an even uglier second half.
Phone line here today brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank, proud to sponsor our local teams at state basketball. Local decisions, personal service every day.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms. Raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Carroll trailing it right now by a score of 35-19. Mason, we'll talk stats here for Carroll in just a moment, but a special game going on here at the halftime.
Yeah, you get some people with special needs coming out there and playing in front of a huge crowd. The Ballard fans, the Carroll fans, both into it here. And these are things that I love to see, because these are kids that don't get opportunities like other kids. And that's what high school sports and high school in general is about, is giving kids opportunities when they don't get opportunities. You make everyone equal. And that's what it is. They get a chance to play in front of a huge crowd, and the crowd being into it is the biggest thing as well.
And we've seen some baskets made here, some threes made, a nice layup here just a little while ago. So it's been some pretty entertaining basketball here, some good defense being played right out here in front of us as well. We'll step away, take a break, back with our first half numbers coming up after this here on Kick 106.7. Tigers down 35-19 at the Mackey Motors halftime.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Show brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Phone line today brought to you again by Game One. Teams across the area gear up with Game One in Carroll. Custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools and organizations online as well as at GameOne.com. Some of the key numbers here in this first half of play. Carroll right now is 17 rebounds. Ballard with just 20, but Ballard with 10 offensive rebounds, and Ballard winning the fast break points 12-0, but also winning the points off of turnovers 19-0. Second chance points, it's only 10-5. So even though they've done a better job on the offensive glass, the Bombers not really dominating as far as the scoring off of the glass here in the first half. Numbers for Carroll in the first half. Jake Jorgensen, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Matt Collison, 2 points to go with the steal. Jared Moore, 7 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals. Lowell Thargiath with 3 points to go with 2 rebounds. Trey Tassel, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. It is Jay Schabel here in the first half. Did not get a stats. He went 0-for-1. Landon Peterson, 2 points and a rebound. And Talon Crandall here again did not get a shot up, and they need to get him going in the second half. For the Bombers, it was Parker Miller, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Bryce Miller ended up with 6 rebounds and a steal. Evan Abbott with 12 points, with 2 rebounds and 3 steals. He also had a block shot. Easton Ursland with 3 points to go with a steal. Jude Gibson, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Mojo Nibong with 2 points, and Dylan Schoen with 2 points. With a steal in the first half. We'll step away. We've got the second half right after this on Kick 106.7.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
Gibson missing the shot for the Bombers as we start the third quarter. Thargiath with the Tiger rebound. Jorgensen out of Collison right side, top of the key. Salison finds the cutter. Moore spins in just inside the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Quick whistle and a foul on Parker Miller. His second in the ballgame, first here in the third quarter against the Bombers.
I tell you what, Ballard, in my opinion, is the most dominant team in 3A, Jeff. But 16 points
it's
separating
doable.
Both of them, and 35 in just a half. Harrell's making it look a lot closer than other teams can.
And they've done that all season, even in their other two matchups, as Moore misses the first free throw. Jared coming in 60% from the line, averages 15 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. If you look at their final scores, probably two of their closest games were against Carroll.
Yeah, that's impressive because Carroll's, you lost both of them, but Carroll's fought till the end in both, which means more in the sense of, you know, if you're going to lose, you still got to fight.
Moore hits the free throw. It is 35-20. Open for three as Ursland. His shot up no good. Jared Moore with his 8th rebound on the weak side. He'll look to bring it up for the Tigers. Abbott will defend. Moore gets it up across half court. Works it over on the right side. Now looks to attack. Pull up jumper on the baseline. Up and good.
Jared Moore is going to take over this second half. I can feel it because he is attacking the rim. He's shooting at will. And if he wants to take over, he can get the Tigers back in this.
Quick bounce pass to Gibson. Cuts it on the right side. Fadeaway jumper. Soft layoff for the rim. Up and good. For Jude Gibson.
And that's something he's really good at is, you know, he does the fadeaways, but he doesn't force it. He's not pushing the ball to the rim. He's guiding it.
You really like watching him play, don't you?
I mean, he's one of those guys, plays hard all game, good defender, and he's good on the offensive end, and he's not just, you know, shooting.
Step back jumper for Moore off the right wing. Up no good. Collison with the reach in, and that is going to be number three on him. And Mason, the one thing I've already noticed, we've seen this thing called a little closer here. I like what I've seen in the officiating here to start this second half.
Yeah, I think they're making up for the lost time in the first half. They're knowing, and the officials get some grace. They go into the halftime, and they get to talk a little bit about, you know, what did we think we did wrong here, and they're fixing it.
And I appreciate everybody that does it, because if we don't have officials, I don't want to be hard on them, because I respect what they have to do. I just get frustrated sometimes when I think the game gets way too physical. Gibson down to the corner, penetrating in as Ursland gets under the rim, leaves it off, and that time Dargiak got a little piece of the Parker Miller shot. Tigers come out of there with the rebound.
Jorgensen, you got to get something going here in the front court, whether it's him or Jared or whoever.
Jorgensen with it, now over to Collison, down on the right baseline, up top to Morgan to fire up the three up, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled that time. They'll get it ahead from Bryce to Parker, and his layup on the other end is up and good.
And, you know, it's tough for Carroll here because Ballard's defense is so suffocating that they're outrunning you on the fast breaks.
Pass tip that time, and almost coming up with the steal is Abbott. That showed some athleticism as he tried to tip go down the sideline, but more about tipping that and then kind of trying to find it.
Yeah, and, you know, Abbott there, if you're Evan Abbott, I appreciate the fact that he stopped talking. I mean, he was turning to the official and talking, but he's a smart player. He knows, you know, if I keep doing this, I might push the line here.
39-22 right now in favor of a Ballard. 5:28 to go. Nice look from Moore to the cutter Jorgensen. He'll lay it up and in.
And a nice job from Jorgensen to catch the defender sleeping and going to the bucket. You know you got to get baskets here.
38-24. Now Jorgensen with the steal. Ahead to Collison. Collison's going to attack the rim. The shot is up, no good. Ball got stripped away. Now Abbott crashes in. They'll get it ahead to Ursland. Ursland in on Jorgensen. Jorgensen's going to be called for the foul. And that is going to be number four on Jake Jorgensen.
And Randy points to the other side and says, that just happened to Matt Collison 10 seconds ago. And you're going to call it down here. And rightfully so. The physicality's there for both teams. But, you know, Randy's got a point there.
Yeah. The only problem for Jake was he completely came across the arms.
Yeah, he took him out. He took him to the ground.
Took him to the ground. Ursland's free throw is up in, no good. So a pretty good free throw shooting team, Mason. Not shooting free throws great here in this game tonight in Ballard.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you look up at the board, they're shooting 50%. Carroll's shooting 80% there. And if this was a closer game, those would be more important. So if this does become a close game, look to those to be some of the most important things.
Second one rattles home for Ursland. He'll go 1 of 2 on that trip. He is a 1 of 2 in the ballgame. 40-24 in favor of the Bombers.
Jared Moore, smart there, says they're going to face guard me the length of the court. Matt, go get the ball. I can't be the ball handler.
Collison will bring it up. Works it up top against Schoen. Or excuse me, against Bryce Miller. Off to Moore again, looking to drive. Pull up jumper from 8, and that's up in good.
And Jared Moore, just 12 points in the game here, but he is the sole reason Carroll has a chance in this game right now.
Yeah, I would say right now, he's got to be the leader for our Culver's player of the game.
He might be the only option so far with the game that he's had.
Well, give and go that time. Dargiaf with a block shot with a whistle and a foul. As both Moore and also Abbott end up on the floor. And again, just a lot of bodies hitting each other in this game.
And Coach Beeson, not even words, just kind of puts the clamp down there. The kind of what you would say gator jaws type motion there, saying, you know, it's a block in my mind.
Free throw on the way for Abbott is up and good. He is at 3 of 6 at the line. He's got a good looking shot.
I said he's probably, if not the best, probably top three players in Class 3A. Him, Trey Bright, Jaden Kuhn.
Dargiaf picking up that foul here a moment ago. Abbott knocks down both free throws. 42-26 right now in favor of Ballard. Collison looking to bring it up. Schoen running right with him. And now there's a lot of banging into each other. And again, Collison drives in. We're going to get a strip and a foul this time against the Bombers.
And I'm not shocked on that one there because there was about 7 or 8 bumps before he got the foul. So I'm not shocked that they said, you know what, you got all the way there and got your shot altered because of a bump. And that is the textbook definition of a foul. If your shot is altered due to contact, it is a foul.
Erslin with the foul. The free throw is up in good for Collison. Mack, a 67% free throw shooter, comes in 12 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists per ballgame. 42-27 right now in favor of the Bombers. Second one up good as well. And the Tigers, Mason, just kind of hanging around, still in striking distance.
They did exactly what I thought Union did against Kemper, is that the game felt closer than it was because of the way that they're playing.
Erslin over to Schoen on the left wing. Gibson will pop out. They'll circle around the perimeter. Abbott wanting to attack right corner. Nothing there. Now gets it off to Bryce. Back over to Abbott. Right wing three up. No good. Erslin inside. But there is Landon Peterson to strip it away. His first steal off now to Tassel. Runs it up left side. Penetrates in. Ball knocked away. But to Collison feeds it off to Tharjak. Shot good. Count the basket. And he'll draw some contact.
And Jeff, it's 42-30.
Yep.
It was 16.5. And Carroll's got a chance to make this thing almost single digits. I mean, you're at 11. If Carroll can close out this third quarter, this game is well in reach. And especially when you look up and see that there's 2 fouls on a couple of key guys. There are 3 in the quarter. And a nice job from Mack, though, to turn around as I look up at the video board. Turns around. And instead of going up and trying to shoot over a guy, finds Louis there open.
Yep. Dargiaf at the line. He is a 1 of 1 tonight. Free throw on the way. In and out. No good. And the rebound taken out of there that time by Parker Miller for the Bombers off to Gibson. Gibson will attack, and nobody stopped him that time. Got all the way to the rim and laid it up and in.
Yeah, that was free. I mean, he got all the way there. Didn't get bumped, didn't get pushed, didn't get nothing. He that was free.
Collison bringing it up, defended by Gibson, who's really putting a hassle on him. Collison, now they'll switch over to Abbott. Tassel penetrates down the left side. Shot blocked that time by Parker Miller. The rebound to Erslin. Over to Nybong. Nybong down to the right corner to Gibson. He'll penetrate up to the wing. Looking to drive. Gets in the lane. Now backs it back out and resets. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. 44-30 in favor of the Bombers. 3:05 to go here in the third.
And this is smart of Ballard to kind of go not into a stall, but a slow, methodical offense.
They get it to Nybong. He'll fire up a 3 left side, top of the key. That is short. Castle with a rebound. I've got him for 3 now off to Collison. Collison, little Euro step move on the crossover, and the layup's up in good.
And you're back to 12, Jeff. You're hanging around, and the teams that are the scariest are the ones that can hang with you. Even if it is 12, once you break it, then it becomes 9.
Yeah.
Then it becomes 10, then you're back to 7, and it's scary.
And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Schertz, because the Bombers not liking what they're seeing. Back right after this on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's,
Welcome to Delicious.
Double teamed by good defense from Collison and Peterson. Over to Ursland. He'll drive in, kick pass right corner. Abbott's three up, no good. Rebound tipped around, controlled that time by Morris. Sargeff kept it alive. Over to Collison. Layup is up off the rim, but there's Sargeff to tip it up and in.
And Jeff, they're hanging around. It's 10. It was 20 at one point, and it's 10. Carroll's come out alive on the defensive end.
44-34. You knew this Tiger team would not quit. 2:05 to go here in this third quarter of play. Trying to drive in as Parker Miller gets down on the right block. The double team comes, kicks it back out to Gibson. Gibson looking to drive, now penetrates in, gets to the rim. Shot is up, blocked, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Going to go on Jude Gibson, his second.
Jeff, if Carroll scores here, I don't think we're going to be able to hear from behind us because this crowd is going to pop, especially if it's a three, because Carroll has just, I don't know what it is with Randy Beeson. He gets the most out of these kids. And he's getting it tonight, no matter who it is. It's not scoring, but it's defensive efforts.
Great halftime adjustments by that Carroll coaching staff. And Coach Beeson up over on the sideline, him and Coach Diggins. They work it to Peterson on the right side. Now to Moore down on the baseline. Drives in, kick pass over to Thargiaf left side. He's going to drive in, tied up by Gibson. And we get a late jump ball call. As I think everybody was kind of wondering what was going to be called there. And finally they called the jump ball. It'll stay with Carroll. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. 44-34, Ballard.
And that's okay because Ballard got four fouls. You can maybe get something going there.
Sargeff unable to save the pass over on the side, and that's going to get Talon Crandall into the ballgame. Crandall's going to check in for Sargeff.
And I'm okay with that here. You give yourself some, you don't have the length on the floor like you did with Louis, but you have speed. Talon can guard five positions there and is able to guard them pretty well.
Gibson will bring it up. We'll see if the Tigers can cut into this more or stay at around 10. And now Peterson tips it away from behind, but Parker Miller going to come up with it. Drives in. Shot is up and good on the inside, and the lead's 12.
And I don't care who's going up with that layup. You foul them. If they're that close and they're going to get that open of a look, you foul them.
Collison over on the right side now to Moore. Carroll with just three team fouls here, so they could have given up one without giving up free throws. Crandall left corner three, no good. Rebound is going to be saved by Tassel off a Nybong. Great hustle from Trey Tassel.
And what did I tell you? It's not the scoring. It's not all of that. But I tell you what, Jeff, it is the hustle. And the refs getting together here, if they change this call, we're not going to be able to hear.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, that was the correct call. It was going that other way. Trey did a nice job of getting to the ball. And he didn't try to even just throw it off. He just tried to save it.
Yeah. But I wonder if they were talking about the shot clock as well. The ball did hit the rim. The inbounds comes to Tassel in the right corner. Tassel, step back three off of the right wing, up no good. Gibson with a rebound.
Got to get a stop before the quarter. You can't let this slip from you. You have the chance now.
Gibson will push it up. Penetrates to the left elbow, down the left side, cut off, over now into the hands of Parker. Parker drives in, runner in the lane, rattles home.
And the more you let that happen, Jeff, the less you have a chance of winning this. Carroll's got to come out, and they've got to get something going before the quarter.
Well, a 4-0 run since Thargiaf went on the bench, and the Carroll Tigers were down 10. They need a bucket here. They could cut it to 12 to end the quarter, or 11 if they hit a three. Collison holding it out near the half-court circle. Carroll will hold for the final shot. About a second-half difference between the shot and game clock.
Smart to go to Jared Moore. He's your X-factor so far. 12 of your 34 come from him. Go to him and let him cook.
Moore going to look to drive, penetrates in, gets to the rim. Finger roll falls out. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Crandall. Follow-away jumper off the top of the backboard. And the third quarter will come to an end. Tigers cut it down to 10. They were down 16 going into the half. They'll be down 14, 48-34 as we head to the fourth quarter. The Tigers outscoring Ballard 15-13 in that third quarter. Fourth quarter is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regulation for you here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blank with Mason Nealon with you here. Mason, what do the Tigers need to do to give themselves a chance here? Down 14 going into the fourth quarter.
Hammer them defensively. You've got to come out and you've got to create stops, create turnovers, create steals, something, because you have to get back on the offensive end. 2 of 13 from the three-point line ain't going to cut it either, so if you're not making them, don't shoot them.
And Ballard, I don't think shooting a whole lot better from the three-point line. Nobody shot like Western Christian did earlier today. They were 9 of 11 in the first half from the three-point line.
Started out 8 of 8, too. That's the best shooting I've seen down here. But for Carroll, you're going to have to make this a single-digit game before that clock strikes 5.
Yeah, Ballard right now.
You have to make it.
Ballard right now, 4 of 20 from beyond the arc. So kind of the theme of what we've seen here. I want to tell everybody real quick, that was kind of the strangest thing I've ever seen, that Western Christian Unity game. Minute and a half to go in the game. Ballard's 9 of 12 from 3. 7 of 8 from the free throw line, trailed by 1 with a minute and a half to go. I don't think I've ever seen that in 27 years of covering high school sports.
No, but, Jeff, the analogy I'm going to use here is one that I've never used before, and I think it fits. Carroll's Cinderella right now. The time's going to hit 12, and you're gonna lose your opportunity. So you've got to make the most of your opportunity before this clock strikes 0. And I know it's March, so 14 points in March ain't nothing.
Carroll was going to look to inbound the ball, but it is a Ballard ball to start the fourth quarter. They need a stop here.
Yeah, and with Gibson and Abbott on the floor, that takes away 2 of your defenders solely on those 2.
Gibson handles it over on the right wing now. Flips it down now into the hands of Parker Miller. Parker looking to work in. Ball knocked away. Gibson battling that time with Collison. We'll get a jump ball, and it's Carroll Tiger basketball.
And that's your stop. That's your stop right there, and that's why I trust this 5 right here. I know Jake's a great player, but I think Landon provides that defense that you need. He also can shoot the ball decently well if you're going to need it.
Moore looking to inbound. They get it into Tassel in the backcourt, defended by Parker. Ballard again staying with some full court, kind of light man-to-man pressure. They'll get it off to Collison across the half-court line. 7:30 left here in the ballgame, 48-34 Ballard. Collison down the right side, knocked away by Gibson. Collison will gather it back in off to Tassel. Back to Collison, right corner, attacks the baseline, gets it inside the third. Jaff, who lays it up and in.
And a smart play there from Louis. Just make the layup. Don't go up and dunk. Not make it flashy, but you're down to 12. Make it 10, then make it 8. You got to get these slow wins.
Yeah, if they can have it down to about 6 or 7 with about 3-4 minutes to go, they're right in this ballgame. But they've got to continue to get stops. Abbott looking to drive in. Cutoff double team will come. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul either on Tassel or on Peterson, who came over. And that's going to be on Trey Tassel. And that, I think, is number 2 on him. And it is.
And not a big foul.
Nope.
You're hammering their best player, showing him we're right here. Makes them a little more nervous when you have the ball because you think that somebody's going to creep up behind you.
Gibson the inbound on the baseline looking for Nibong. Nothing there. Now up top to Ursland. His 3 rattles home.
And that's worst-case scenario. Louis's got to step out on him there. He's made a couple so far. So you have to step out and get him.
The lead back to 15 at 51-36. Under 6:45 to go here in the ballgame. Collison defended by Gibson out top. Looking to drive right side. Gibson doing a nice job kind of cutting him off. Collison finally got around. Now picks up the dribble on the wing. Gets it off to Moore. Double team will come. Pass tips gold. And we're going to get a grab and a hold that time on Trey Tassel. That's going to be his 3rd, 2nd on the Tigers here in the quarter. And they're going to discuss. I don't think they're going to call it. I thought they may go intentional on that because he grabbed him with 2 hands around the waist from behind.
And I'm shocked there was nothing called on Mack on the other side because he got bumped the entire way. And Jude's a great defender. I love watching him play basketball
very
as a
physical
defender. But he teeters the line.
Yep.
I'll tell you that. And it's not dirty, but it's physical.
He beats you to the spot, and he bumps you. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
And with certain officiating crews, that's a foul every time. With others, it's not. And then tonight, it's not.
Parker up top now. Ursland drives in, gets it back to Parker into the lane. Parker back over to Ursland. He's going to fire up another 3. Off the rim, no good. Nibong's tip up, no good. But there is Abbott to tip it up and in.
And Carroll's letting this slip away. They've gotten a couple of looks, and they're letting it slip away.
Well, this is what number one teams do sometimes, right, Mason?
Yeah.
When they're pushed, they answer, then and they respond. Carroll's now got a response to the Bombers' response.
Yeah, and their response has to be about 10 times bigger.
Peterson up top with it, looking for some help. We're going to get a timeout called by Carroll. 5:52 to go here in the fourth quarter, 17 on the shot clock. When the Carroll Tigers have it, we're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One and Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights in this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
He'll drive in. Now the double team comes, gets it off to Peterson out high, 28 feet away right side. Moore about 32 feet away on the right side. One shot on the shot clock. Fires up a three and knocks it down.
And Jared Moore, X-Factor, get him the ball. I mean, he simply that put it that way. Louis is going to steal it here, too.
And now we've got a steal by Thargiath. The pass is going to be gathered in that time by Peterson. Off to Moore. Bounce pass underneath the Thargiath. Goes up and it is blocked by Ursland. He wanted to dunk it and now Gibson going to be fouled on the play.
And that's a clear foul.
Yep.
I don't care what anyone says behind us or where it's at. Jared went across his arm.
Yep.
And clear foul there, but a nice job from Jared. I take that foul any side of the day. They were going to get on a fast break.
And just number one on Jared. Team foul number three on Carroll. Ballard still has not gotten a foul here, so they'll have some fouls to give if they need them late. 5:16 to go. Our phone line today brought to you again by Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. They'll also have our Culver's player of the game after the game. Gibson looks to drive. Drives into a triple team, and he is going to be tied up. Possession there will favor Ballard.
Yeah, and a great call there as well. You see some people arguing about it, but he ties up. There was nothing but hands on ball. That's the definition of a jump ball. Carroll can keep muddying this game up with that there. With Jared 3 getting it down to 14, you still got to score. You're way behind, you got to score.
I think it's been better officiated here in the second half.
Clean, 100%
yep.
more.
Yep.
I mean, it's going both ways. The fouls are going to look similar, but that first half was ugly. I give the officials a good credit. They came out in the second half wanting to officiate a little bit better.
Just they got a little too physical in that first half. Abbott up top of it, 15 on the shot clock. Under 5 to go, attacks down the right side, kick pass off the fingertips of Moore. Ursland tries to save it. They'll get it back to Ursland on a nice save that time by Bryce Miller over to the right side. And Abbott drains the three, his third from deep today, and the lead is back up to 17 as Jared Moore attacks right side, spins, shot off the glass, is up in good, and it's been all Jared Moore for Carroll offensively here pretty much all game.
Jared Moore is a next-level player. Watching him play today, he's a next-level player. It maybe not be the Dukes or the Arizonas of the world, but he can play somewhere.
Yeah, and hopefully he decides to. If he does, we'll get an interview with him.
Yeah.
We've got a ton of those to do with kids that we know have
Hundreds.
Committed verbally here lately, but we haven't had time with the postseason going on to get those interviews. Attacking now Parker down the left side. He'll be cut off. Nice double team again by Jorgensen and Moore. Back over to the left side to Bryce. Back out now to Gibson. Gibson looking to drive. Collison with great defense, but Gibson with some beautiful ball handling. Misses the layup. Moore with his 10th rebound. He'll push it in. Tassel left side three. Goal!
And it's 12 with 3 minutes to go. You're not out of it, but it's going to take a... It's going to take hero ball.
Yeah.
You're going to need to play the best ball of your life, but you're going to have to shoot him out of this.
Trey Tassel with his second three of the ball game, and now we get the ball knocked away. It comes into the hands of Ursland on the right side. Back out into the hands of Parker. Parker driving in, looking for the double team, and there comes up with a steal. Moore ahead to Collison. We're going to get a foul on Gibson. The shot does not go, but a whistle of foul going to go on Jude Gibson, his third, and Matt Collison will head to the free throw line.
And I think Carroll fans collectively held their breath there, because if he goes up and lays that in and gets fouled, this game could be single digits. And I'm getting loud environment things on my watch telling me that this place is exploding. But I tell you what, Jeff, if he knocks these both down, it's a 10-point game with 3 minutes to play.
Yeah, they're not out of this. They're right here in this game.
This is what Carroll does, though.
Yeah. It's got Trey Castle. They're cleaning up, I think, some blood on his nose over on the sideline, Collison.
But I tell you what, Jared Moore tonight, Connor and I have been texting back and forth about this game. Jared Moore may have locked up all tournament team with a 17-10 performance with 3:27 to go.
Castle got the cotton shoved up the left nostril. He's back out on the floor, so Collison can now shoot the free throw, so hopefully Trey doesn't have any more issues with that. Free throw on the way from Collison is up in no good. Mack now 2 of 3 from the line today.
Just make it 11. Make the shot, make it 11, go play defense, because the next bucket can get you to 9.
And I know you never want moral victories. I'm not saying this one is over by any means, folks, but Carroll may give Ballard their 3 closest games of the season if they can keep this one tight here late, down 56-45. Mack almost with the steal. Gibson will get it off now into the hands of Parker. And Parker going to be fouled on the play.
And not a bad foul there. And you're seeing the effort. Yep. I mean, Mack's diving on floor. You get bloody noses here and there. But I tell you what, Ballard has got one of, if not the best team in 3A I've seen in a while. Jude's one of the best ball handlers, best defenders on the point guard, and I think Abbott might be one of the pure best players in 3A.
They'll lob it into Jude in the backcourt. Castle picked up his fourth pass inside to Abbott. Shot up no good, but another whistle and a foul going to go on the Carroll Tigers.
Again, don't make it easy.
Yep.
I mean, you got 4 on Jake and you got 4 on Trey, so those two don't need a foul, but Jared's only got 1. You got Crandall, Peterson, and Shabel on the bench who have gotten in there, so you got to get something.
Dargett just picked up his second. 56-45 in favor of Ballard. Abbott at the line. He is 4 of 7 today. Make it 4 of 8. A 78% free throw shooter on the season. And that's going to get shown into the ballgame for Ursland.
You're seeing Trey come down to this far corner. He's pointing Jake to the other corner. I think Carroll's going to want to shoot him out of this. And if Carroll can come down and make it 3, if he makes this, you're down to 10. If he misses, down to 9.
Free throw on the way, in and out, no good. Sarjath comes down with his 5th rebound of the ballgame. Tigers got a chance with a 2 to cut it to a 9. A 3 would make it an 8-point ballgame.
Let's see where Carroll wants to go.
Collison works it down the right side, looks to drive, penetrates in, ball stripped away by Gibson. It'll be out of bounds off of the Bombers. It'll be Tiger basketball, 19 on the shot clock. 2:57 left in the game.
And this is where Carroll needs their fans. You need to be in this game. Get Carroll hyped up. They can't all do it on their own.
Inbounds to Thargath on the right wing. Off to Jorgensen. Tipped out of bounds that time. Good defense again by Bryce Miller. They really make it tough to make passes.
And you can't pass that to Louis there. Louis is a pure post player. He can't run the wing like that for you. So either somebody else has got to inbound and get Mack open, or you got to find Jared or Trey.
Jorgensen looking to inbound. Lob pass into Thargath, who catches it at the rim. He is injured on the play as he was hit in midair. Nothing dirty. Schoen went up to try and catch that when they just collided in the air. So Schoen will pick up the foul, and Thargath will head to the free throw line.
And the clock stops. That's the most important thing. Clock stops.
Yep.
You can cut this to 9 with no time coming off. And if I'm Coach Beast and I'm yelling at the guys, get your you-know-what up and play defense the length of the floor.
Sarjath's free throw up, no good. He is 1 of 3 today. Again, a 41% free throw shooter on the season.
The only struggle is Lewis taking a lot of shots to the legs.
Yep.
And when you don't got the legs on you on free throws, it tends to not go well.
9 points, 5 rebounds unofficially here for Louis. Second free throw coming up here for Sarjath. It's on the way. It's up and good. We've got a 10-point ball game for the second time here in the second half.
And Carroll's now in the backcourt. That's the most important thing. You got to be in the backcourt. Jared Moore
now. Jared Moore with the steal. Off to Castle. Layup is a block and a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Parker Miller. And the Tigers' best free throw shooter will head to the line.
And Jeff, dirty things are going to happen in this fourth quarter. Because you know what? Neither team wants to lose this game.
Yeah.
So there's going to be elbows. Hands,
when you say dirty,
fires.
You don't mean...
No, I don't mean dirty in the sense they're intentional, but dirty in the sense that this game is going to be physical. And I tell you what, Trey Tassel is going to make this an 8-point game if he makes this next free throw. Carroll's picking him up the length of the court. Ballard, though, is the number one team. Will try and find an answer, and they're probably the best team to do it.
Second free throw coming up here for Trey Tassel. It's on the way. He knocks that one down, so he hits both of them. He was 2 of 2 on the day. It's 56-48. We've got 2:40 to go. Pressure by Tackle in the backcourt on Abbott. Abbott's lob pass. Tip stolen away that time almost by Jared Moore. But it'll go out of bounds off of the Tigers. Carroll really wanted the ball. Ballard going to call a timeout. We've got a timeout on the floor. Back right after this on Kick 106.7. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Double teamed right away. He'll break away from the double team. Takes it over on the right wing. Tigers now trying to tip triple team him almost. They'll get it up top to Parker. Defended out there by Tassel. Great defensive energy for Carroll here. Tigers don't need the foul here, especially now with eight to go on the shot clock. Ursuline up top over the left side to Bryce. Bryce cut off. Gets it off to Abbott. Trying to drive in. Cut off. Back to Bryce. And the Tigers are going to get a shot clock violation. What a great defensive effort for the Carroll Tigers.
If I'm the Tigers, that's the best product right there. You fluster them, and they couldn't even get a shot at the rim. They didn't know that that was coming. But if I'm Carroll now, you have to score. 2 minutes to go. The shot has to go through the net. Get an and one. Get a three. Get a layup. I don't care what it is. You've got to get something on the board.
Does it need to start with Jared Moore?
No. Trey Tassel's had a good game. Louis had a good game. Max had a good game. Get somebody. It doesn't matter who puts it through the net.
Collison looking to drive right side. Working right now against Abbott. Gets it off to Thargias. Spins in the lane. Duck under move. And the layup's up and good.
And it's six, Jeff. It is right there. Two possessions for Carroll.
56 of 50. The Tigers right now down by two possessions. Parker Miller breaks the pressure. Works it down the lane. Kick pass out. Ballard again looking to run clock. They'll get it back to Parker. Over now to Bryce. Up top to Gibson. 20 on the shot clock. Minute 32 to go on the game clock. Gibson works away from the double team. Gets in the lane. Kicks it off now into the hands of Parker. And now we get a whistle and a foul. Going to go, I think, on Landon Peterson.
And Jeff, Carroll's got to make this their identity. Their sole identity is getting the ball back. You either have to foul, get a jump, get something. You have to have the ball in your hand.
Five fouls now on Carroll, so two free throws coming up here for Parker Miller. He is 2 of 2, 82% on the season. This is probably not a guy they wanted to foul in this situation. The free throw, though, is up and no good. And if he makes one of these, it's a three-possession ballgame.
You need to box. Put your butt, if you're Louie, put your butt into Evan Abbott. If you're Jared, put your butt into Jude Gibson. Push him as hard as you can. Get him out of the lane.
Second free throw up. Good. It's a 57-50 Ballard lead here. Tassel gets it off to Moore. Moore will bring it up. Works it up kind of the right side of the floor. Gibson will pick him up. Looks to attack. Gibson cuts him off. Moore flips it out now to Tassel. Tassel to the free throw line. Inside the free throw line. In the lane. In some trouble. Finds Peterson. Peterson trying to drive in. Runner up off the glass. Good!
And it's five, Jeff. You were at six. It's five. If you keep inching, they've only got a minute to go. You got to inch. Make your way back in this game.
Landon Peterson with the big bucket. It's 57-52. Gibson breaks the pressure. Carroll doesn't look like they're going to foul here. Gibson drives in, attacks, shot blocked with a whistle and a foul. And they think that's going to go on Thargiath. Moore, nope, they're going to call it. on, yep, it is on Thargiath. Moore got the block, but Thargiath with the body is going to pick up his third.
And if you're going to foul, that's how you foul.
Yep.
You should not have that ball hit the rim if you're going to foul that hard. Not a bad foul, but, you know, down five, if he makes two, it's seven again. But you want him to miss one, so it's a two-possession game.
Free throw by Gibson, up and no good. He is now one of three today, 72% on the season. They did put that foul here a moment ago on Jared Moore.
Box out, biggest thing in this game. Offensive rebound kills you.
Second one on the way, no good as well. Tassel going to clear the rebound for Carroll.
And you can get a three and cut this to one or a two. Cut this to one possession.
Collison up across half court. 37 seconds to go. Collison attacks, ball knocked away. Out of bounds off of the Bombers. It'll stay with the Tigers.
There's not a lot of time. This is key. You have to score.
They got
to
score.
You have to foul.
And if you do score, you got to get a steal right away or foul. You can't let the clock run.
Both teams got a timeout or two to use.
More to Collison. Left side, top of the key. Back inside to Thargiath. Working against Ursland. Back out. Castle three up. No good. Gibson with the rebound. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. Going to go on Ursland. That's going to go on Ursland. The Tigers will get the ball. His third.
That's a bailout.
Yeah.
That's a bailout. That is a get-out-of-jail-free card on a missed three-point opportunity. You get no shot clock.
Yep.
You're going to go to the line.
And that's Ballard's fourth. So one more on them, and Carroll will shoot no matter what. Collison inbound on the baseline. 57-52. Gets it into Moore underneath the hoop. Shot up blocked by Ursland. And a whiff on a foul on Ursland. So Ursland just picked up his fourth. That is his fifth, okay?
No, that's Ballard's fifth.
Oh, that's their fifth, okay.
I was trying to signal Ballard's fifth. This is huge now because Carroll can foul them.
Yep.
If Carroll gets fouled or a charge or anything, you go to the line. Jared makes two of these. It's a three-point game.
Yep, but Carroll still will have to get a steal
or
a foul.
You'll have to foul more than likely.
So Moore at the line, a one of two today. 60% on the season.
Poetic that Jared Moore is the one to go to the line.
Free throw on the way, up, in and out, no good.
You still need to make this one. Make it four, because then if you make two, it's still a two-possession game. One of them has to fall, because if you foul then, it makes it a three-possession game if you miss, or get the offensive rebound.
Second free throw coming up here for Jared Moore. It's on the way up and good.
Now you got to get the steal.
57-53 right now. We get a foul in the backcourt. They give the ball in to Bryce Miller, who's only a 50% free throw shooter, and the Tigers do a wise job of fouling him immediately.
You make one, it's a two possession. You make two, it's a two possession. That's why that free throw was key. Carroll's going to have to sprint down the floor and get a shot up, though. I like the call of putting Trey in the corner down here, because if you can rebound on this end, Trey's open down there if you can get it down there. But if not, you have to fly down the court, compose, though, and be able to get to the bucket.
So Bryce Miller has not scored today and is at the line. Of course, has not attempted a free throw, and the first one is up and no good. The lead remains four for Ballard, 22.5 seconds remaining.
Carroll took Ballard's best shot, Jeff, and they've turned it around. If he misses this, box out, get down the floor. A three puts it to one, two puts it to two. The three would make it huge because you get the game.
Free throw on the way up, no good, and ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Abbott. It's going to be Carroll basketball.
If you hit a three here, you're down one. No matter what the foul situation is, you may have a chance to tie this game. Carroll has taken the number one team to their limit, Jeff.
We've got the timeout back right after this on Kick.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
seconds left. Four up across half court. Tigers down 57-53. Off to Collison. Peterson three. Swatted out of bounds by Ursland with 10 seconds remaining.
So you have to score fast, yep. Foul, or get the steal.
Yep.
So I'd run a play to get an open three.
So Peterson will inbound. They'll put Thargiath on the left elbow. Tassel right elbow. Collison right block. Moore left block. The pass is tipped by Ursland and then knocked out of bounds. And good pressure, and excuse me, that was Bryce Miller by the Bombers. They've made it tough on Carroll here on this last possession. And Randy Beeson, he is out of timeouts.
No, he has
no,
one.
He has one left.
I'm surprised they did let Landon inbound that. Max Toller, he can get the ball in.
So Collison now going to inbound. Down to 8.6 remaining. They get it into Moore. Looking to attack. Spins. Ball knocked away. Picks it up. Shot up. Good. Out the basket. And he's fouled on the play. Jared Moore falling down. Getting hit from behind. Able to get that one to go through. And the Tigers have a chance to cut it to a one-point game with 4.7 seconds left.
And if he hits this, they foul. They can still tie the game.
Yeah.
Or win it. They can. They are in this game. And I kid you not, that might be the best shot I have seen at the state tournament this year. I don't care who, where, when, why, how. Jared Moore is the most clutch player I have seen for the Carroll Tigers, regardless.
He's got 20 here. Needs this free throw. 2 of 4 today. Chance to cut it down to a one-point game. They're battling for free throw position. Free throw no good. The rebound is going to be thrown down the court, and that is going to do it. Ballard's going to win it here today, and what an incredible effort by the Carroll Tigers. As they fall to number one Ballard, the final is going to be 57-55. And Mason, I'll tell you what, I know that the Carroll's going to beat themselves up here tonight, but they rallied back so well here in this fourth quarter, and they gave themselves a chance. They put 21 points on the board in the fourth, outscoring the number one team in the state 21-9 in the fourth quarter.
The tears are going to fall, Jeff, and rightfully so. Carroll took the number one shot.
Yep.
And they turned it around. Jared Moore, ice in his veins, one of the best performances. He's all-tournament. If they don't put him on all-tournament, I don't know who you put on all-tournament.
I would imagine that he'll be on the all-tournament team. We won't find out till Friday night or Friday morning, Friday afternoon. But our final here, 57-55. Again, all of our post-game interviews, folks, Mason heading to the interview room. They will be video interviews. Go to the CB Sports Network YouTube channel, also the CB Sports Network website, Facebook and Twitter pages. Mason will get those up as quickly as he can after he gets the interviews done. Our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Back to wrap up our post game here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Again, Carroll falling here to number one Ballard in the 3A semifinals at 57-55. Our phone lane today brought to you by Feldfire. They've got you covered, and Mackey Motors together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Again, what an effort by the Carroll Tigers, outscoring Ballard 21-9 in the fourth quarter. Tigers at one point in this game looked like they were in some trouble as they got down by about 20 a couple of different times in this game, but just kept fighting back. Down at one point, 33-13 in the first half. They just kept trimming it away. Carroll came out in the third quarter. You could tell it was a different mentality in the third quarter. They outscored Ballard 15-13. Ballard closed out that quarter on a 4-0 run after Carroll had cut it down to 10. The lead at 48-34 going into the fourth quarter. And then, again, the Tigers, again, get down 14-15 in the fourth quarter and just keep fighting, keep fighting. Jared Moore hits that big bucket, kind of get hit from behind. He was falling down, landed on his backside, got the shot to fall. That cut it down to a two-point game. Tigers had to try and miss the free throw, get the rebound. But Ballard was able to get the rebound, and a smart play by Abbott caught it and literally just threw it to the other end of the floor, and it was Bryce Miller able to track it down and run the clock out to end the ball game here today. But I know there's no such thing in a 3A semifinal as, you know, coming out of here with a moral victory, and it's not what the Carroll Tigers wanted. It was a moral victory. They wanted a victory, and they played well enough today to get it. But the three toughest games for Ballard, minus the loss to ADM, on their schedule so far this season were against the Carroll Tigers, and they are the number one ranked team. Let's quickly run you through our stats. Again, all of the post-game interviews will be video only, and they will be on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Mason Nealon back right now with whoever comes in to the interview room. That's how we have to do it down here at the state tournament. The players and coaches that the state wants to come in and interview go to the media room, and we have to go there to get them. So Mason will video interview those. They'll be posted to the CB Sports Network YouTube channel, website, Facebook, and Twitter shortly after they're done. I'll type up the Brinks Experior Sports Report and recap the game coming up, and I'll get that posted when we wrap up here as well. Just going to run you through scoring and a few other stats for Carroll. Jake Jorgensen, 4 points. Matt Collison, 7. Jared Moore, 20 points, 10 rebounds. Lawal Thargiath with it, 10 points. Trey Tassel, 8 points, goes 7 rebounds. It was also Landon Peterson with 4 points here in the ballgame. The Tigers, 11 of 17 from the free throw line, but Ballard, only 9 of 21 from the free throw line here today. So the Bombers probably felt like a good free throw shooting team. If they'd have made some more free throws, that they may have won this game a little bit more comfortable. Our Culver's player of the game, again, Culver's is celebrating 41 years in business, 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. And no real question here, we are going with Jared Moore here today. We'll get our player of the game, Culver's banner, put together. We'll put that out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages coming up. Our final score again today, Carroll falling to Ballard by a final of 57-55. We'll have Kemper taking on Trainer here on Kick tomorrow night on the CB Sports Network again. On Kent 106.7 coverage, we'll get underway with Mason Elan and Doug Waniger at about 4:45. Our phone line today, again, brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Proud to sponsor our local teams at state basketball. Local decisions, personal service every day in Game 1. Teams across the area gear up with Game 1 in Carroll. Custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools and organizations online at game1.com. Final again today, Carroll falling to number one Ballard in the state 3A semifinals, 57-55. Have a great night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in here on the CB Sports Network and Kick 106.7.